for both of you, I mean, how would you describe the approach to free agency? Obviously, restricted is different than unrestricted, but maybe just start there, please.
I mean, it's obviously a different position than what I've never been in, but I mean, I'm sure the agent's going to have talks with GM and everything, so I'll just kind of approach a normal summer for me.
I mean, it's obviously a new situation for me and my family. You know, I haven't really thought about it too much up until, you know, usually you get to the summer and that kind of stuff starts coming up. So, I mean, it's different, obviously. You know, you're restricted for so long, and then all of a sudden it's kind of a funny feeling, not, you know, when you go from being restricted to not. So hopefully the team, see what happens this summer.
What are some of the priorities and things that are important to you as you approach it?
You know, I like being in Canada. I like playing for a Canadian team. This is the only team, you know, I've ever known and ever played for. And, you know, there's something special for, you know, playing on Hockey Night in Canada and, you know, playing in front of a Canadian crowd is something I enjoy.
What role do you foresee the youth leadership or the younger players on the team taking in the coming year? Start with you, Kyle.
I think we got a really great group, leaders. Everybody starts with our captain, Blake. But we need that from everybody coming in. We need it by committee. And I think we started to see glimpses of that throughout the whole year, everybody getting more mature. And so we just need everybody to take another step.
I think it's important that your young guys, you know, take on a part of the leadership. You know, especially a team like ours where there's so many young guys, it's they have to be, you know, leaders in their own way in order for you to be successful just because you have so many of them.
Obviously, we're not in the locker room to see the inner workings of a team, and no secret that maybe guys don't always get along. There's going to be bumps along the way, but you had that closed-door meeting, and it certainly led to speculation that something was amiss with this team, especially down the stretch. Where would you guys assess, I guess, just the feel amongst the group? I mean, was there something off? Was there something missing this year, or is it just sort of normal routine stuff?
We just didn't like, you know, the way our game was going in the second half. You know, closed-door meetings aren't something, you know, new or different or – they're not uncommon. We didn't like how we were going, and Blake wanted to, you know, to address the team and try and figure it out amongst ourselves. And it's I think it's more common than you think. It's just because at that time you guys, you know, weren't allowed in the room, so you obviously caught wind of that one. But it's pretty normal. It, you know, when a team doesn't like what they're doing, they got to figure it out amongst themselves. You can't always be looking to the coach for answers. Sometimes you got to take control of the situation yourself and try and figure it out amongst yourselves.
Yeah, so yeah. Kyle, there's no toxic culture or anything like that going on?
Yeah, no, that's Benny said it perfectly there. I think, you know, at that point we were just, you know, trying to figure out our game and just trying to figure out ways and as a group to come together and, you know, take that next step and be better out there. And